Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath. Good morning, Coach McGrath.
How you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing fine. A tough road swing for you guys up to the Northeast, a loss 96-76 at Hofstra, and then yet another exciting game, your fourth overtime game in conference play, and come up a little short, 107-100 to Northeastern. Just kind of give me your view on those two games last week.
Well, we didn't play real well up at Hofstra. They got off to a quick start, and they made a bunch of shots. They shot a really high percentage. Our defense wasn't where it had been the last 3 weeks or six games or so. And, you know, but we did bounce back against Northeastern, which I was hoping we would do, and went to another overtime game with them, went to overtime down here in Trask. You know, we made a three late in the game to tie it. We had to make a huge comeback. We got a big lead early, and then they started making some plays, and you know, their point guard's really good, Pushitsa, and got them some open looks, and they worked their way back into a pretty big lead. But we kept fighting, and you know, got down 13, but then tied it late and went to overtime and just didn't have enough in the tank, and missed a couple free throws and another turnover or something like that, and it just was the difference in the ball game.
Just talk about your team's ability, like you said, after the tough game at Hofstra, and you're down 13 there with, I think, under 10 minutes to go, just the ability of your team to battle back in that game. And then just talk about the play by Ty Taylor, that the three-pointer that tied the game. Talk about that play and his ability to hit that shot.
Well, you know, our guys, you know, I guess have a lot of experience right now of being down the second half and coming back and either tying it or getting the wins or even sent overtime and coming up a little short. But they just still believe. They just keep playing hard. You know, we have some lapses in the first half. We have lapses in the second half. We have lapses throughout the entire course of the games. You know, if we can get a little more consistent, you know, it might be a different story. But the way the team is right now, the best part is, they still believe that we have a chance, no matter what the score is. We were down 20 at Charleston in the second half and came back to, you know, it was a two-point game with a minute to go. So when we do that, we really play well as a team. And I told our guys that, you know, when we're down four, it seems like we become a little individual and make some selfish plays to try and get us back in the game. Well, when we're down four, we need to play as a team like we do when we're down 10. And maybe those gaps won't go from down 4-6 to down 10-12. Maybe it'd just be down 4-6, and all of a sudden we're tied. So the good news is they keep responding. They keep working hard. And Ty Taylor made a big shot. You know, we drew up the play. We've practiced it before. You know, there's a lot of different options out of that play, and Ty was the one that was open. Devontae caught the ball, pitched it to him, and he banked in the shot and sent overtime, which was great. You know, to give us a chance to win in the extra session, but we just didn't convert.
We're here with UNCW head coach C.B. McGrath. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get it for us on there.
Your first question comes from the line of Josh Wolfish. Your line is open.
Good morning, C.B. How are you?
Great, Josh. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. No two teams have played more close games during CA play than you guys and JMU, and I want to look at some of your close games. Are there any, I guess, patterns you've noticed over the course of the season that's kind of made so many of your games extremely close?
I think inconsistency on both ends. You know, some unforced turnovers on the offensive end. When we do a nice job of getting shots, we have the ability to score at a pretty good clip because we get shots and or Devontae has a good chance to get the offensive rebound and give us another shot attempt. Defensively, we just have some lapses where whether it's foul trouble or, you know, struggle guarding the ball or teams just making shots, you know, there's a lot of factors to it. But, you know, the one consistent thing is we just keep coming back and keep battling back, and that's why I think the games have been so close.
And then you mentioned that after the North, I think you mentioned with last week at Northeastern that, you know, you guys kind of ran out of gas a little bit in overtime. But you guys are 2-2 in overtime games this season in CA play. What do you feel like has been the difference for you guys between when you guys have been able to be successful in overtime and when you guys haven't?
Just made the plays, you know, made the shots, got off to a good start, got a lead. You know, because in all the overtimes, it's been a little different. This past overtime was the first overtime I think we played where we actually had Jordan Talley and Devontae Kaycock in the overtime period without fouling out. You know, because normally, if you just look at the stats and you say, okay, well, they lost these games, they must have guys in foul trouble, because needless to say, we're pretty good when Jordan and Devontae are on the court. And they have both not participated in an overtime game. But, you know, one of the games we fought through and still won. You know, but it just comes down to making the plays. You know, they're teenagers. Sometimes they make the right play. Sometimes they make the good play. Sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes they make a mistake, and it's the wrong time to make a mistake, but that happens. And, you know, you keep working on it, and the more experience they get, you know, we got some guys that haven't played a whole lot of meaningful minutes over the years of their college career so far, and then we got some young guys, so we're still working on it, and they're getting used to things and starting to make some of the plays, but not all of them.
And then in terms of a physical toll, what sort of physical toll does it take on a team? You guys are in so many close games, and, you know, you kind of have to play the Kaycox and Tallies, you know, more minutes to pull out victories.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a toll on you mentally and physically. Every game usually does. And obviously, if you go into an overtime period, that's five extra minutes, and sometimes their bodies – fatigue gets to them. Talley started cramping up in the overtime the last time we played up at Northeastern, and really struggled after the game with some cramps. But, you know, you just got to keep them out there and hope that they're in good condition and hope that they're hydrating. And, you know, if something like that does happen, we have to have guys off the bench that are ready and willing to step up.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sube.
Thank you.
CB, one thing I'm assuming pleased you from the trip last week was the way your team was able to take care of the ball. Only seven turnovers in each game last week. What were you able to do well along those lines?
Yeah, you know, it was a season low both times. Seven is our season low in turnovers, and we played at about the same pace I thought that we had been playing. We didn't make as many mistakes, didn't force as many passes. You know, so that's encouraging. You know, we didn't score as much on the break as I would like to, but we didn't get as many break opportunities just based on the flow of the game. But I always tell our guys, the fewer turnovers we have, the better chance we have to score, because if we just get a shot, whether it goes in or not, we're a pretty good offensive rebounding team, and so we have a chance to get the offensive rebound and score again. So it's really important to us to cut down the turnovers, which we did this past week. But, you know, we went 0-2 on the week, and we had seven turnovers in each game. So there's other things that we need to do to get in that winning column.
You faced James Madison for the second time this season. You had an extremely tight game with them at Trask that you came out on top 71-68 as you prepare for the Dukes. What did you do well in that first game, and what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, it was a game of runs. You know, I think we were back and forth for a while. They took a lead in the second half. You know, but we had about a 5 or 6 minute stretch in the second half where we really defended and got a nice little lead and just sort of held on. We didn't finish out the game like we wanted to. You know, Lewis had 17 points or something like that in the first half. He made his first four threes. He got off to a great start. And, you know, Mosley did some things. But those two scores are smooth. They're fun to watch if you don't have to play against them. So we got to do a better job defensively. But, you know, I just think in the end we held on against them. You know, I don't think there's anything that we did per se. You know, it was at home. That always helps with the fans in the stands and cheering us on. But we did get the 9 or 10 point lead in the second half and just sort of closed it out because we had the 9 or 10 point lead.
All right, CB, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thank you, Ralph.